Jerry Bader Show, 1048. Difficult decision when I get back into town, and I'm saying this publicly. I either have to go back to the office, and there are some things I actually need to get done, or I could play hooky and get my leaves done, because my understanding is supposed to rain all weekend. And I really have to get them done. Two, at bare minimum, I have to sneak home and do dog poop pickup before there's any more leaves. Because when it comes to having a dog that poops in your backyard and picking up leaves, it's like the war on terror. The dog, I have to be right every time. The dog only has to be right once. I have now two pairs of shoes in my garage that I cannot bring into the house from doing leaves last week. You know, and she's not stupid. She figures out, hey, when I kick like that, the leaves move. They're not like grass. I can actually cover it up. And I may have to. So if you don't see me in the office, I'm just being totally honest here. I went home and I at least picked up poop, and maybe I even did the leaves. But I do have a late afternoon meeting that I have to get to. Man, what is worse than a sunny Friday when you know the weekend's going to suck? But it is a nice day to stop out to Nicolet Bank if you are in the central Wisconsin area. You got about another 10 minutes, and we've had some very generous folks. I want to point that out. 3845 Rib Mountain Drive, the Nicolet Bank branch for families of children with cancer. And I want to quick thank the folks at Nicolet Bank. They have been, as they are in Green Bay, spectacular, just spectacular hosts of this effort. Just can't say thank you enough. All right, I saw something the other day. There are a lot of TV shows that I hear good things about, but I haven't gotten into. I have not gotten into Justified, and I've had a number of – no? Seth says skip – oh, you're not into it. You're not into it. Okay, I thought maybe you're saying no, no. Seth doesn't watch Justified either. I have listeners saying, Jerry, can't believe you haven't gotten into that. I never got into Breaking Bad. I am into The Americans, which comes back in January. Seth, if you haven't seen that, it's Soviet spies living as husband and wife in Washington, D.C. in the 80s.
I heard about that.
I'm telling you, you would like that one.
I love a good spy story.
Well, what it is, it's these innocuous headlines that you, if you're my age, you would kind of remember from the 80s. And for several of them, we were actually on the brink of thermonuclear war. All this stuff went on in the background that we never knew about. The day Reagan was shot, we practically went to nuclear war because General Haig said he was in charge. And so they thought there had been a military coup in Washington. It's awesome stuff. They get a bug in Cap Weinberger's study. And it's cool stuff. It really is.
And I'm a 9-year-old, so I see a lot of SpongeBob.
I remember those days. Here's one that I have not gotten into, and it is Scandal. I have not got you get no that's so that you don't watch any TV, do you?
Top Gear from BBC America.
Wow,
it's one of my
okay.
Favorites.
You watch BBC America?
I do.
You got to get into Sherlock.
See, I've been told that too.
Oh no, you.
I have to.
Greatest season-ending cliffhanger ever, of all time.
All right.
And it's no, you got to catch up on that.
I don't
watch Scandal. Lisa Kudrow plays, I believe, a congresswoman, which is, yeah, she plays Congresswoman Josie Marcus. This is Phoebe from Friends, mm-hmm, playing a sophisticated congresswoman. She's interviewed in her home. This has gotten a lot of buzz because she opens a can of whoop on sexism in politics. I actually found this on a conservative site. And Jason has the audio. It's about 2 minutes long. It's a full interview. She's a presidential candidate, and she's interviewed in her house, and she opens up on sexism in politics. Jason, fire away.
I should say thank you for inviting me into your lovely home.
My pleasure.
Let's get right to it. The Reston campaign says that you lack the experience to be president of the United States. What's your response to that? Congresswoman Marcus?
Mm-hmm. There's something my grandmother used to do whenever I'd start dating someone. I would tell her his name, and then she would say, oh, what part of town does he live in? That was her way of asking if my boyfriend was white. Oh, yeah, my grandmother was an out-and-out racist. So I know what prejudice looks like. It's not about experience, James. It's about gender. Reston's saying, I don't have the balls to be president, and he means that literally. It's offensive. It's offensive to me and to all the women whose votes he's asking for.
I'm sorry, are you saying that Governor Reston is sexist?
Yes, yes I am.
What the hell is she doing?
And it's not just Governor Reston speaking in code about gender. It's everyone, yourself included.
Excuse me?
The only reason we're doing this interview in my house is because you requested it. This was your idea, and yet here you are, thanking me for inviting you into my lovely home. That's what you say to the neighbor lady who baked you chocolate chip cookies. This pitcher of iced tea isn't even mine. It's what your producers set here. Why? Same reason you called me a real-life Cinderella story. It reminds people that I'm a woman without using the word. For you as an angle, I get that, and I'm sure you think it's innocuous, but guess what? It's not.
Congresswoman Marcus.
Don't interrupt me when I'm speaking.
Sorry. I have to stop this.
Don't you dare. You're promoting stereotypes, James. You're advancing this idea that women are weaker than men. You're playing right into the hands of Reston and into the hands of every other imbecile who thinks a woman isn't fit to be commander-in-chief. Yes, Governor, I'm talking about you. 7 years I served in the United States Army, which is 7 more years than Governor Reston ever served, a fact you conveniently omitted from my intro. How about soldier, lieutenant?
Yeah, that was an oversight. I'm sorry.
Football.
Now, that last part, the audio changed because her opponent was watching that interview on television where she goes on a rant that the entire world, the media, everybody is sexist to any woman running for public office. Now, I've had a theory on this for years. I would say, yeah, but. And this drives people crazy. By the way, Jason tells me he does watch Scandal, thinks it's a really good show, and he said that was a powerful scene where she makes the point, well, you say thank you for inviting me into my home, for inviting you into my home. No, you asked for this interview. Those glasses with the picture of tea, I didn't even put that there. Your producer did. This is all to subliminally remind people that I'm a woman, and this is the tacit type of sexism that goes on. And this is seen as this powerful scene that I won't say it's gone viral, but it's getting a lot of buzz because, yeah, finally we're admitting it. I want Seth's take on this. I would argue she's 50% right. I think in 2008, we saw all sorts of liberal sexism against Hillary Clinton.
Okay. Liberal sexism against Hillary?
Yeah, I would. No. Barack Obama was not as qualified as she was. He was a guy. And let's take a step. Here's my argument. The biggest sexists are on the left. Mayor of San Diego, Anthony Weiner, Bill Clinton,
right.
Elliot Spitzer,
right.
Huge
hypocrites.
Womanizers, hypocrites. I'm not saying there are none on our side. I'm not saying that. That would not be true.
I'm okay.
Did Sarah Palin face sexism in 2008? She absolutely did.
Well,
from the left.
Yes, there was a lot of every time that her attractiveness was always highlighted as if that was a detractor from her intelligence.
Yeah.
That it's impossible to be intelligent and gorgeous at the same time.
That's right. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. That's exactly. Now, she took enough of that fire, actually, from the establishment Republican, even the McCain campaign.
Mm-hmm.
They hated her. Mm-hmm. She was a moose-hunting bimbo in their mind. Again, that's not my characterization of her. That's their characterization. I would argue that here's the intent here, is to make it look like this sexism, A, is from our side, or B, from both sides. I would argue that that's just patently false. I think there is sexism, but it's mostly from the left side of the aisle.
Yeah, this isn't something that I've really delved into a lot, because when you think of sexism and you think of a feminine candidate for office, you think Hillary. And I see her as being seen by the left as a strong, viable candidate. I don't see her on the left now being diminished because she's a woman. Now, that's my take on it.
At the moment. In fact, and this is why I argue I don't think she's going to run. And I actually do not think Hillary Clinton is going to run. Right now, she's off the charts in all the polls because at the moment, they don't know of a man's name against her. And I am speaking now of the left. Joe Biden, my hunch is that Joe Biden is going to run. in the history of America. Oh, God. I mean, I am so with you on that. Yeah. In the history of America, never has a sitting vice president not been his party's favorite for the nomination. That would create a fascinating conundrum.
The only thing I say is I did an interview with the people that put together the booklet, the 90-page e-booklet, Benghazi hoax, and it really seems like they're trying to cover all that up to pave the way for Hillary.
She's not running. You watch. She's not running. All right, 10:58. I hear the music. 8 minutes from Rush. Thanks to everybody who turned out today. Thanks to Nicolet Bank. Have a lovely weekend, won't you?
He's been called a lot of things. And bombastic.